Hi, everyone. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 84. I'm Brian Peters, and this week I'm coming to you live from Social Media Marketing World in sunny San Diego. Instagram marketing is one of the hottest topics being talked about right now at the conference, and so we figured we'd create a show all about Instagram marketing and how you can grow your followers and engagement.
Instagram is one of those channels that is tricky for many brands to figure out. Finding great content to post on a consistent basis is really no easy task. So hopefully today's episode will provide you with a new strategy and a fresh approach to a platform that will easily hit 1 billion users in the next several months.
I am so excited for this episode, Haley. Let's kick things off.
So how is social media marketing world, Brian?
Haley, it is awesome. I've seen some really interesting sessions so far that I want to turn into a podcast episode for each. A couple of my favorites so far, Chris Penn talked about predictive analytics and the future of social media. Molly Pittman talked about Facebook Messenger for brands. So lots of exciting and trending topics, I guess. And, you know, every time I come to one of these conferences, I want to try like 100 new things.
That's awesome. Yeah, I feel the same way. Anytime that I'm at a conference, I feel like I have to take a lot of notes and really write down my ideas or else I leave with like just a jumble.
Absolutely.
So we were chatting this morning and you mentioned that Instagram seems to be one of the most popular topics there, which is really awesome. So we figured why not talk about it in the podcast?
Yeah, it's been awesome. You know, I've had actually outside of the sessions, I've had a ton of different chats with people and they all seem to have the same challenge with Instagram, and that's finding traction and growth on the platform. But before we dive in into our top three tips for growing your Instagram account, we have a very exciting announcement for everyone that you might have seen on our blog or on social media over the past week.
Drum roll. We are very excited to share that Buffer is an official Instagram marketing partner.
Yay.
So this means, yeah, the round of applause if we were all in one room instead of just all in each other's headphones. This means that we are going to get access to a ton of new features that we can integrate into our product, including the latest direct scheduling beta feature that Instagram recently released.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I had the pleasure of working with the Buffer team along with the Instagram marketing team to become a partner. And we are so pumped to be working with them and on this new direct scheduling feature as we speak. So it'll be available to all Buffer users soon. And we invite you and would love for you to follow along with our progress in building this new feature. And you can even sign up to be the first to know when it releases right now at buffer.com.
All right, let's talk Instagram strategy. I'm almost not even sure where to start here because there's so much to think about.
Yeah.
I think before we break down the tactics, it'll be helpful to begin with an overall approach. Like, what should brands and marketers be thinking about if they're either just starting out or really want to grow their account?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, Haley, because I think too many brands jump into posting on Instagram without a clear vision for what it is they're actually trying to accomplish. So the way I like to think about it is there are two things that make a brand Instagram account successful. Number one is the quality of photos. And number two is the overall vibe or aesthetic of the account. Without both, you really won't have the proper formula for growth. So the reason is there are so many amazing Instagram accounts out there and the feed is only so big, as you know. So you're competing with friends, family, and other brands' accounts for attention, and they have a ton of resources.
Exactly. So what I love so much about Instagram marketing is that there is so much opportunity for brands to really showcase their creativity and their visual side. And I think you made a good point there about quality and aesthetic. Instagram is such a visual first platform, unlike the others that we're all quite familiar with. And You almost have to think like an artist to succeed.
Yeah.
So your photos, your feed, your Instagram stories, they all have to tell a narrative. And it's unlike any other social media platform out there. And I think we need to take advantage of that.
Yes. Narrative is such a great word to describe it. And the way I see it too is that there are two types of really successful brand accounts. The first type is the ones where they post a lot of gorgeous photos, right? Like we all know those accounts. They're high quality, beautiful, on brand. I'm thinking fashion brands, travel, products, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then there are what I like to call, I guess, like entertainment brands. And those are successful in their own way. They may not be posting the most beautiful photos, but they're posting content that is super relevant to their audience. So the biggest example that comes to mind here are brands that always post hilarious memes that like friends seem to share with each other. And, you know, that takes a whole different talent.
I totally know the accounts that you're talking about, Brian. It's the meme accounts where like the comments are just people tagging their friends.
Yep, exactly.
I tag my sister in all of those. So yeah, I totally understand those. But even with those meme accounts, whether it's the meme accounts or it's the more beautiful photo type accounts, they always have a good looking feed. Like a lot of the meme ones, you'll see that they use the same background color or they use the same font or they use something so that when you go to their page, it still looks really nice and it looks like it's all been planned, it's thought out, and ultimately it is telling the story of the brand and it's a good visual representation. It's not all over the place. You don't really see a lot of successful Instagram accounts that haven't planned at least some aspect to their visual, like the grid that they have going on.
Right, right. And that's a really good point, is that every single photo is planned out and thought about, whether it's color or font or whatever it may be. Yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up. But so there's, I guess that's like kind of the overall strategy, right? Beautiful account, or it's, you know, a thought out account with hilarious memes. But, you know, let's talk about some proven tactics, the three proven tactics, which we said in the headline of the show, on how you can actually implement this in real life.
First up, and this is critical, is that you have to invest in quality photos for your Instagram account. There is no way around this, so don't try and ask. The biggest factor that contributes to account growth and engagement is how good your photos are.
I 100% agree with you on this, Haley. And you know, at first at Buffer, we tried what I see a lot of brands doing out there, and that's pretty much posting pictures of our team or office shots or the occasional coffee photo. And honestly, that's great. It's authentic and some people like it. But every time I talk to a brand about this and how they're not really getting any traction by posting this type of content, like even for us, we were only getting 50 to 100 likes. And half of those were from the Buffer team themselves. It just doesn't seem to really fuel growth.
Yeah. And I talk to brands about this too. And there seems to be this general theory that if you're not sure what to post, then just post photos of the team in your office.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Like, you know, there's some cool offices out there and people are letting pets into the office now. It can be really entertaining. But now we have this situation where that's the norm. And for the loyal followers of your brand, that's great. And they're going to be really interested in that. And they're going to love following along with your teammates' dogs. So it's going to be awesome. But it's not really going to grow your account if that's what you're super serious about doing.
Exactly. And so the way around this, I guess, if we want to talk about tactful ways to get around that, is that if you want to post original content that grows your account, is you have to invest in resources to make that happen. So that could be hiring a photographer or a designer. You have to bring in someone who has an eye for what makes a good photo or a good design, and someone who is thinking about, like we've been talking about, the aesthetics of your brand and account as a whole. And it wasn't until we were really critical about what we posted on Instagram that we actually started to see growth. And to this day, I look back and I'm really happy that we made that change.
I am too. And, you know, sometimes we see marketers and they aren't really sure what makes a good photo, but there's a very easy way to fix that. So all you have to do is spend 30 minutes of research in your industry, find the top accounts, figure out what they're posting and see what's working for them. And I think it's pretty easy to copy what's working there. So
yeah.
Like we always say on this show, you have to let the people decide what is popular. So we as marketers do not get to decide that. So you have to try posting these things and see what your audience and what your community ends up liking. But fortunately, there's also another way to fill your feed with great content if the whole idea of photography is too daunting for you. And Brian, I know this is one of your all-time favorite tactics.
Yes, finally, we have reached my favorite part of the show, the part where we talk about curated and user-generated content. Many of you might have heard the story before, but I'm going to tell it again just to paint the picture of how important UGC and curated content have been to our Instagram account. So in April of 2016, we had about 4,000 followers on Instagram, and we were averaging, like I said, you know, 60 likes per photo. Today, in 2018, we have almost 40,000 followers and average nearly 700 likes and 20 comments per photo.
This story never gets old. This is so amazing, Brian.
I don't mean to brag or anything. It's just like, yeah, it's so good.
It's so awesome. It's 10 times. It's tenfold. So that just goes to show. Yeah. And I think the easiest way to think about user-generated and curated content is that it's brands taking the best of the best user content from around the web and featuring it on their own social media or other platforms while giving credit to the original creator or user who posted it, of course. And there's so many positives to featuring curated content on your accounts besides the fact that it'll look really awesome. So a few of those are that you will develop relationships with the influencers and creators of this content. You can use the content as long as you have permission across other platforms, and you create this community that invites other people to share their content with you and which even starts more conversations. So all of that is pretty incredible.
Yeah, totally. And tactfully, how you do it isn't or might not be as hard as you think. So, you know, with Instagram, for example, what I would do is when I was really deep in it, I would spend a few hours a week going through some of my favorite Instagram accounts and find photos that were related or semi-related to the Buffer brand. So remote work, learning, travel, community, etc. Then I would go to the original user's page who created the photo or design, and I would message them directly like, hey, this is Brian from Buffer. We absolutely love your work. We were wondering if we might be able to feature this photo on our account. And of course, we'll be sure to link back to you and give you full photo credit. And that's it. Literally, I did this, you know, for several hours a week, I would do this. And about 60% of these people would respond back with, of course you can use it. And then, you know, over time, all of a sudden, we had a ton of amazing photos and content to post.
So awesome. And I think a lot of brands are scared to share user-generated content. Mm-hmm. Like maybe it doesn't fit with their strategy for some reason, but we can't encourage you to rethink that enough. It is a game changer when all of a sudden the internet is your playground for finding awesome content to share.
Nice. I love that.
The best part is that when people see that you share content, all of a sudden they want to be involved. And this community you never knew you had has started to pop up, and it's going to be 10 times easier to find awesome content.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. And if you're curious to know just how impactful it can be despite, you know, just follower growth, we shared a piece of curated content on Instagram the other day. You should go check it out. It's pretty cool. It's now our most liked photo ever. Then we take that content, so all of our top performing content on Instagram, we then repost to Facebook leading back to our Instagram accounts. So it's kind of like this cross-posting awesomeness. That same photo that I was just referring to has now reached more than 600,000 people in just 1 week on Facebook. So take that, algorithm.
Oh, man. On to our last tactic of the show. We've talked a lot about content that you see on Instagram grids, but that's really only one part of Instagram content. The other part is, of course, Instagram Stories and Instagram Live, which are two very different kinds of content from what you'll get in the feed, but nonetheless, they are very powerful in overall Instagram success. So, can you believe Instagram Stories hasn't even been around for 2 years, Brian?
I literally can't believe that, Haley. Didn't it just come out in like August 2016 or something?
Yeah, less than 2 years. This August, it'll be 2 years.
It's amazing. And yet, you know, I'm at the conference right now and stories seems to be the only thing that people are talking about. The last data we've seen about Instagram stories is from late 2017, where they had, I think it was 250 million daily active users. So, you know, we know that stories are popular for Instagram users, but in terms of marketers, our State of Social Media report this year, 2018 report, shows that just 42% of marketers have created stories so far. But almost 70% are planning on creating more in 2018.
It's one of those great marketing tactics that you should be taking advantage of, but it can be a big leap if you've never done it. And definitely a big time investment if it's a new part of your strategy. So it's the same for Instagram Live. People are quite intimidated. So the same State of Social Media report shows that only 31% of marketers have used live video. Meanwhile, we know that video is continually the content that users want most. And so I know for Buffer that taking advantage of these different kinds of content on Instagram, both stories and live, has been huge in the overall growth of our account and community.
Totally. When I first started doing Instagram stories for the Buffer account, the focus was all on experimenting and seeing what people wanted from Buffer in our stories. So, you know, if I'm thinking kind of overview strategy now, we use our grid as the more professional versions of ourselves, much like most people do. And then stories really feels like, you know, taking people behind the scenes of that and not really worrying if stories, you know, make a nice, perfect grid. It's kind of the same for Instagram Live, too. You don't have that pressure with stories in Live as you might on your Instagram feed. And what we've really seen work for brands here is to get real in Instagram stories and get feedback from their communities on what they want to see more of, and then adapt from there.
I love that. What's also great to keep in mind here, like we mentioned, is that not everyone has jumped on the Instagram stories and Live bandwagon just yet. So it's actually a great opportunity for you as a social media marketer to get out there and try it before it becomes something that you're the last one to get the hang of. We definitely don't want that to happen to you, to our dear Science of Social Media listeners.
Exactly. So get out there.
All right. What a fun episode, Brian. I can't wait to hear all about social media marketing world once you have done your panel. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
And might be a fun topic for a future episode on the science of social media.
Ooh, I like that. Also, in other fun news, we're working on a brand new logo for the podcast as we speak, and we'll be looking for your help in picking a favorite. So stay tuned for that on social media.
As always, feel free to reach out to us anytime using the hashtag BufferPodcast or shoot us an email to hello@buffer.com. Until next week, everyone.